Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And to our friends around the world, welcome. We are all partners in freedom. We're all children of the same high God. Now, what are we going to do about this? Well, I'll tell you, a good first step you can do is take shows like this and share. We're going to talk about the nail house concept. You go, what's that? I doubt that you've ever heard of it. It actually has arisen in eminent domain proceedings. But what it really comes from is China. When Mao Zedong nationalized all land and some people held out. Yeah, we'll talk about the nail house concept here in just a minute. But I got to tell you, Harris and Waltz act like they don't care if they get elected. Are they so sure that they can steal the election that they're just telling you what they're doing? This is unbelievable how honest they're being. I mean, just yesterday, Waltz said, your free speech is not absolute. In other words, we'll decide what you can and cannot say. And then before that, and we already covered this on an earlier segment, Kamala Harris said Elon Musk needs to be shut down. He's lost his privilege. Privilege to what? Free speech. So now they are giving us permission to have free speech. You should be really, really worried about this because if they take your speech, they can take your guns, they can take your home and go, oh, wait a minute, Dave. It's going to be hard for them to take our homes, eminent domain. Really? Well, we're going to tell you how that's going to happen right here on the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And the way things are going, you better get your money the hell out of the bank because if you do not, you're going to have a 1929 moment and it could happen anytime. Ray Dalio, Peter Schiff, others in the last 3 or 4 days all saying the same thing. Get your money out of the bank. They're even saying move your assets overseas. That's how bad they think it's going to be. And they think it could be imminent. Do you have a retirement to protect? Okay, I know you don't want to start over. You're an unsecured creditor according to the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010. The banks can steal your money to cushion their fall. You say, wow, I didn't know that. Well, do you know what the UCC is? We had Julie Ok on. Julie. South Dakota, member of the House of Representatives, their legislature. And she's come across this and she successfully blocked it in the last term. She's running for election. And of course, all the thieves in the Democratic Party are coming out to steal her seat by funding Rhino Republicans and Democrats to try to get her out because the UCC, oh my goodness. They sell your notes so many times that the UCC comes into your state. You no longer hold the first position. The holder of your title does. Now, it does say this, they cannot impinge upon your mortgage. Except, yeah, there's your except in times of emergency. It's kind of like when Lahaina got burned down, right? Oh, you have historic lands. This is an historical preservation site. And never be touched. Developers can't bother you unless there's a natural disaster. And a week later, directed energy weapons, they called a fire. That's what's happening here. Now, with Noble Gold, let me just get right to the point. They can save all this, they can put your retirement under your control, back it with gold and silver. Yeah. And they can do basically the same thing with your bank account. But I would recommend acting fast. I'm going to give you a number to go to 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Now, the government wants me to give you a warning, as they do in all situations like this. And I fully agree with giving the warning. We're in full compliance that past performance can't be construed for future expectation, and there are no guarantees. We agree with giving that. They should add on. The banks can take your money anytime they want, but they don't do that. So we do our part. Hopefully, they'll catch up and make the banks do their part. right, 877-646-5347. Okay, are you the nail house? The nail house. It's in reference to a Chinese term where people wouldn't move. This is from Wikipedia, and they actually talked about this. Isn't it amazing, though, that very few people have ever heard of this? Ask yourself, before I just use the term nail house, I'll go through and describe it. Ask yourself, why haven't I heard about this? Okay, it can happen in America. This article in Wikipedia talks about that. But this Chinese here, these people would not move. You can see they got isolated on their hill. It was torn down. Good luck getting down, right? And what they do with the nail house is they tear away the supporting land if it's on a hill, or they'll pave over everything, leave the house intact. They'll block roadways for you to get in and get out. And they basically drive you so crazy that you have to sell. And they give it the name the nail house. But the concept originally came out of China when private property was eliminated. Now they relaxed that a little bit in 2007 because of the billionaire class, and they wanted that. And then people kind of jumped into it. But trust me, the restrictions are so great. No one's ever going to get rich in China on real estate, but the already wealthy. Nail house. Now, let me explain to you how this concept has already come into America. Carbon captures. You say, didn't you cover that? Yeah, I did. I did, but I didn't cover it in this context. And I think this context is really important. The EPA will go to the local sheriff and they get a friendly judge to sign an order that they're going on your property with no warning. They never notified you. You didn't get to challenge in court. They just walk on your property and they say, we're digging here. And oh, by the way, the sheriff says, if you say anything or get in the way, you're going to jail. So they'll dig holes, a trench as dig as deep as 90 feet. They dig it next to the water supply. They dig it next to the home. They dig it in the middle of fields where farming goes on. Although that interrupts it. And a lot of times they'll cross the sections rather than going vertical, they'll go this way. So that limits the amount of farming that can be done. And you're saying, wow, it's called the carbon capture program. The New American and Ms. Terrell, one of the publishers out there, I talked to them last year about this. I also talked to Representative Julie Auk about this. She knew all about it. And I said, is it true? I shouldn't tell this story. I don't have permission. I'll just put it this way. Key members of the South Dakota state government are doing nothing to help these farmers. And the quote that came from them, we can't do everything for them. So they're losing their property rights because of carbon capture with climate scam. And then there's the issue of child mutilation. Well, hold on here. I'm the parent. I determine I'm responsible for my child's well-being. Unless there's abuse or neglect, stay the hell out. Schools, don't you dare pull something over my eyes and try to prostitute or pervert my child. But that's exactly what they're doing. Hey, don't tell your parents. Yeah, you don't want trouble at home. Don't tell them that we read this really graphic book that had all kinds of sex stuff in it. And Tammy, don't go home and tell mommy that I said you might be Tommy someday. And Tommy, the same thing. Don't, and they're in first grade. So in fourth grade, they can even be prescribed beta blockers in some areas. And the parents are never know they're given to it at school. What? Yeah. They're grooming kids for perversion. There may be a few people that really do need sex change, but what's happening here with this nail house mentality, they're rolling over the authority of the parents, just like they would for people avoiding eminent domain. And they're wrecking the family by not keeping the parents in the loop and deliberately trying to deceive them. And in crazy, perverted places like California, there are laws. If you say anything that goes against their gendering affirming care, parents, you'll go to jail. And if you're a teacher, and you refuse to teach this nonsense to the bulk of kids, if you're in Ireland, you go to jail. Yeah, this is crazy. But this is just example, a couple of examples of how this is already happening. You're losing your rights. It's the nail house mentality. And it's just crazy. Isn't that interesting? You wonder the people in this house here that we see. Wow. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Hey, look, all I got to tell you is this. Get your money out of the bank, get into precious metals, diversify. A little Bitcoin wouldn't hurt either. But get out of the system as much as you can because they're taking away your free speech. They're coming for your property. I've talked about unrealized income, right? We can pay 25% on any home appreciation. Who can afford that? Nobody. Very few, just the very wealthy. So what's going to happen to their home? It goes back to the bank. And then probably they'll sell it to BlackRock. Pissed off yet? Share the article, share the video, share everything you can find on this because we don't have a lot of time. Harris and Waltz are telling you what they're going to do. They consolidate power. Kamala Stalin. That'll be her nickname. Comrade Kamala Stalin.